To Mondo Hollywood. My name is Amanda, and today we are paying tribute to composer Henry Mancini, who just had a birthday last week. He would have been 94. He actually passed away in 1994 at the age of 70, so he was actually pretty young when he passed away. And he had a very prolific career spanning almost 40 years. He's won 2 Oscars, a couple Grammys, and we started off today's show with Audrey Hepburn from 1961's Breakfast at Tiffany's and her very lovely version of Moon River. Mancini worked a lot with Blake Edwards, and we're going to do a couple of his songs. Also from 1961, he released an album called Mr. Lucky Goes Latin. And Mr. Lucky was a television show that I think Blake Edwards had a part in too. So this is Henry Mancini's score for that.
Thank you. Sailor, baby, go, go, go. For as we natives say, ha, so we tell. If you're ever gonna kiss me, it had better be tonight. While the mandolins are playing and stars are bright, if you've anything to tell me, it had better be tonight. Now somebody else may tell me and whisper the words just right. Meglio stasera, baby. Say
And that was Lena Horne with It Had Better Be Tonight, which was co-written by Mancini along with Johnny Mercer for the 1963 film The Pink Panther. And before that, we heard Henry Mancini with Experiment in Terror, the twist version from another Blake Edwards film from 62, starring Glenn Ford and Lee Remick. And I've recently watched that for the first time, and it's really good. It's kind of a thriller, and Blake Edwards is kind of known more for like comedy and the entire Pink Panther series, which Mancini, I think, did almost all the music, if he didn't do all of it. And next up, I have a request from The Invisible Man. He has a show here on Fridays at 2? Yeah, I think, 2 o'clock. It's in the afternoons. And it's always a good show, kind of mod, ska kind of stuff. But he asked for A Shot in the Dark, which was actually the second film in the Pink Panther series. And then it kind of went in 64. So this is a Shot in the Dark theme.
when we played our charade. We were like children posing, playing at games, acting out names, guessing the parts we played. Oh, what a hit we made. We came on next to closing, best on the bill, lovers until love left the masquerade. Fate seemed to pull the strings. I turned and you were gone, while from the darkened wings the music box played on. Sad little serenade, song of my heart's composing. I hear it still, I always will, best on the bill, charade. Fate seemed to pull the strings. I turned and you were gone, while from the darkened wings the music box played on and on. Sad little serenade, song of my heart's composing. I hear it still, guess I always will, best on the bill, charade.
And we
see the rest of the moon glows from our pink cloud. There's no boundary to this magic land as we go exploring.
You're listening to Mondo Hollywood on 101.5 UMFM, and that was Diana Krall and Dave Grusin from an album that Dave Grusin put out in around 97 called Two for the Road, which was a tribute to Henry Mancini. And that was Dreamsville, which was written for 1959's television series Peter Gunn, which we heard right before that, the main theme. And actually, that album, the music from Peter Gunn, was the first album back in 1959 to win Album of the Year for a Grammy. It actually beat out Come Fly With Me by Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald singing the Irving Berlin songbook, another Frank Sinatra song, he was nominated twice that year, Sings Only for the Lonely, and a Tchaikovsky album was also nominated that year, but Henry Mancini won the very first Grammy Award for Album of the Year, which is kind of interesting. And next up, these are all pretty much, except for Charade, which was directed by Stanley Donen. Before that, we heard Barbie Darin's version. All those films were directed by Blake Edwards. So they had a long career, and I'm going to end it up with 1982, even though they certainly worked after that. They made That's Life with Jack Lemmon and Julie Andrews, but Victor Victoria, and that'll be right after this commercial.
The end is near. Slayer to make its exit with one final world tour with Lamb of God. And Testament.
Watch out! Angel of
Death! May 22nd, Bell MTS Place. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.ca. Or info tickets on Slayer.net.
About 20 years ago, way down in New Orleans, a group of fellas found a new kind of music, and they decided to call it jazz. No other sound has what this music has. Before they knew it, it was whizzing round the world. The world was ready for a blue kind of music, and now they play it from Steamboat Springs to thank you.
Thank you.
And that was Henry Mancini from 1960's High Time, which so happens to also be directed by Blake Edwards and starred Bing Crosby, Fabian, Tuesday Weld, kind of a generation gap movie. And before that, we heard from 1956, Rock Pretty Baby, a film starring Sal Mineo and John Saxon. And that was one of his first, Henry Mancini's first scores as well. And before that was Baby Elephant Walk from Howard Hawks' Hart Hari. And I don't know if you're like me. You either thought about The Simpsons with Dancing Homer, I believe, or at the X when they used to have that jungle ride. It was like a walkthrough ride, and they used to play the Baby Elephant Walk. I remember that on the fairway, on the X Fairgrounds kind of thing. Probably the first time I heard that song. And next up, we're going to go to 1967 and a kind of a darker theme for Henry Mancini. This was Wait Until Dark. He worked with Audrey Hepburn a few times and, in fact, composed a song for her in the movie Two for the Road. But this was the main title from that great film starring Hepburn and Alan Arkin.
Thank you. Girls Rock Camp Winnipeg is set to start developing the talents of local girls, trans, and non-binary kids and teens this summer. But before they begin their programming, they need your financial support. Join Mobina Galore at the Goodwill Social Club on Thursday, May 31st for a special fundraiser that features the dynamic duo alongside their tour mates, Typesetter from Chicago, and local opener Veneer. Advance tickets are available now at the Goodwill and online at Ticketfly.com for $12 plus fees, and if there are any left on the 31st, they'll be $15 at the door. Don't miss Mobina Galore with Typesetter and Veneer at the Goodwill on Thursday, May 31st, all in support of Girls Rock Camp Winnipeg, proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
Discloses just a passing breeze, filled with memories of the golden smile that introduced me to the days of wine and roses and you. Days of wine and roses, the lonely. The night discloses just a passing breeze, filled with memories of the golden smile that introduced me to the days of wine and roses and you.
And that was Frank Sinatra with 1962's Days of Wine and Roses. And that was from an album that he recorded in 64. And I kind of like that version because it's an upbeat version. There's a lot of versions of that song and they're very slow. It is a very sad song. It's a movie about alcoholism. Jack Lemmon and Lee Remick are like really great. And another Blake Edwards film. They're just Henry Mancini and Blake Edwards. Like pretty much the whole theme of this show, but the two worked very well together, obviously. And before that, we heard the Life Force theme from 1980s Tobey Hooper space vampire film, and I really do like that score as well. And we're coming up to the end of the show. Thank you for listening to Mondo Hollywood on UMFM. We're going to close off with a song he wrote for a movie directed by Charlton Frankenheimer, which coincidentally I did last week, a tribute to that director, from the soundtrack 99 and 44, 100% Dead. So this is actually a vocal version of Jim Gilstrap, and you might recognize his voice. He did the TV song Good Times. So if you recognize that voice, that's from what it's from. And then we'll play a little couple of another Henry Mancini tracks as we close off the show. And thank you again for listening.
Baby, anywhere you can.